Hi. Welcome to Microdoses. This microdose is about standing alone. Back when I was creating the love class at NYU with lots of help, seen and unseen. Thank you. I talked about Eric Fromm's book, The Art of Loving, and there's a passage in there about not just falling in love or being in love, but standing in love. And at the time, I thought I knew what that meant when I first started teaching it, and I did to one degree of the spiral upwards. But just recently, I've come into another dimension of what that means, which is to stand in one's truth, in one's voice with love, understanding that sometimes that might not be for those of us that are highly sensitive, highly empathic, and highly visionary creatures. Sometimes owning our own reality also means feeling that we might disappoint someone, that we might even disappoint some part of ourselves that feels like we need to always be everything to everybody, and to deliver a version of ourselves to them to the degree to which they can find it completely legible. And standing in love, as I experience it now, is truly standing still in what one knows and doing it through a place of love. And letting what needs to reorganize it, reorganize around that. You know, I'm thinking of this idea of source. That for most visions or projects, there's often one source. And source is not the same thing as credit, right? Like when we see a movie, there might be a source. And then there are endless credits and thank yous and co-elevations happening. But I think oftentimes for those of us that are sensitive, we can want to hide, mix, commingle, mortar and pestle, different things together into one swirl, which then can end up confusing to all because the source isn't being identified as a source. It's also present in some academic literature and some business literature that, you know, businesses often get twirled around themselves and stop creating energy and growth when the source isn't being acknowledged as such. But I'm sure we all have examples of this inside of ourselves, because sometimes to stand in love and be the source and claim being the source can be painful. It can bring up the moments that we felt abandoned, or the times that we feel others feeling abandoned by us. And that is a hard feeling. And yet, when we stand in love and we just keep standing there, everything can reconfigure. And not only that, but we liberate those people that have had trouble themselves standing in love. So my question for today is, where are you the source? I'd love for you to take out a pen or pencil and a piece of paper and write by hand. So just allowing a moment. The handwriting is very different. It's a totally different neurological pathways that get activated in us, a different intelligence that comes through the hand. Less about the left hemisphere and more about the totality of our neurology and technology. So grab a pen or pencil, in other words. I was saying that like a kindergarten teacher, go grab your pen and pencil. But I guess it was pencil back then, right? We were too radical for pens then as 5-year-olds. But now, go grab your pen, go grab your fountain pen, go grab your spray can of paint. Go grab your paintbrush. Go grab your kitchen spices, whatever you want to write with, create with, and make a list of the things that you know that you are the source of, that you know in your heart of hearts, whether anyone else knows it or ever gets to know or needs to know, this moment is between you and you. What are you the source of? What has come through you? And don't just think creative projects. Every moment is creative, I believe, and every moment is art. So it's not just about entities or objects or projects. It's not really about that. It's about anything that's come through you, any visions really, or any, for those of you that are moms, any ideas for the family or for your extended family, anything that you knew to do was speaking with someone about giving birth and how they understood that needed to happen for them. That's a source, and not compromising that. I mean, obviously every birth turns out different, but to own what you see, you know, to own what you see and to own the seeing of it as something that is infinite and that has its own boundary around it, which is not to say then people don't come in, we can't collaborate, but there's something about everyone orienting around the source for any given thing. And keep talking, I mean, keep writing as I'm talking. Keep going with your list. And now with that list, go back through each item, and some of them may be way old where you didn't claim source and you saw that play out and you saw something fracture and you saw several visions trying to combine that were actually needed to be honored as separate, you know. Oftentimes we bring in too many notes instead of playing one note. You know, it's like too many songs laid on top of each other. We can't feel that vibration, that one note that one song that wants to come out. And so now just take a moment to go back through them and give yourself source credit right now. Just look at your list and give yourself credit for whatever wasn't given and for what is and what was and what will be if you're pulling from the future. And full permission right now to completely honor your source between you and you right now. And every time we honor that, there is quantum energy and growth, not just for us, but for all. This recording today stands alone. Thank you.